Father, let not one person leave this place the same way they walked in these doors. Let every life be touched tonight. Let your fire fall in this place. Let the rain of heaven come down. Let fresh oil be poured upon your people. Let the new wine be poured out. Let the river of God run through this place. And Lord, between now and the conclusion of this meeting, have thine own way. That by the time we leave to go home, we say truly, the hand of the Lord was at work among us. Father, we lift up even America to you in this hour. And we declare the enemy cannot have this land. Cannot have this land. That right now every plan of the wicked has been brought to naught. Pull the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots. Wreak total confusion in his camp. Let the enemy turn on themselves like a dog on its own tail, O Lord. And your people arise. Let there be a great awakening, spiritual awakening. Lord, you gave us one in America in the 1700s. You gave us one in the 1800s, and we must have one now. We must have one now. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated. Say this off me. Say, the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Say it again. Say, the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. One more time. You know, when the Lord sent us as missionaries to America, Donica and I came to this country December of 1987. We didn't hardly know anybody. We landed there with $300, came from Africa. And I didn't know all that I know now. Probably if I'd known it, I'd have gone on a plane and gone back. Because just the task is so great. And, you know, God never tells you everything. He just gives you a little bit, and then you go with a little bit, and then before you know, you're so far in, you couldn't get out. Because then you'd have to disobey him, and who wants to disobey God? You know, you want to, Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be. Not my will, but yours be done. And then he leads you, and then great. You know, I'm in this place now. You know what I'm saying? But it's a constant yielding to the Lord and obeying him to do what he wants you to do. Every one of us has to find our place in the framework of what God wants to do in this hour. And I just want to share this before Donica comes and carries on from last night in part two, and then we're going to give you opportunity to sow seed in the Great Awakening. And then I'm going to carry on the message on having an encounter with God, because many were touched last night, but you better get ready. If you don't want to get hit by the fire, you better make a run for the door now while you can. But, you know, you can know only so much. And the Bible even says that we look through a glass darkly. We know in part, we prophesy in part. And there were some things that I believe I shared at the Revival Now conference a little bit, and it's on my series that I have out there called Merchandising and Trafficking the Anointing. How many got one of those copies of that? But it's like from that day, the Lord opened up the nations of the world to me. Now, I knew there was problems, but I didn't know to what extent, and I didn't know how it was interconnected globally. I never understood that. Growing up as a boy in Africa, I knew there's a problem. I thought, how come Africa is a rich, we got gold, we got diamonds, we got everything, we got oil, and everybody's poor. And then you look how that they have this thing on lockdown. And I thought, well, I knew in the church that they had everything on lockdown. They had the anointing on lockdown. You couldn't get to the anointing unless you kissed the ring. You know what I mean? Come on, lighten up a little bit, folks. You know. So you have to pay homage, and you have to go through all of these hoops. In some places, you have to be circumcised like five times. And no wonder there's nothing left after a while. You know what I'm saying? And it's a painful process that you get put through to jump through this hoop. And our brother, he understands. He's sitting and laughing. He's seen a lot of it. But I mean, this is critical within the church. I knew that. I knew the scam in the church. I knew the smoke and the mirrors and all of that. So I, for whatever reason, I thought, I must just be naive because I never really thought. I would say to myself, well, at least we've got, you know, governments that are strong. But when God pulled the covers off of this with that whole series on merchandise and trafficking, the church looks like angels compared to what I'm dealing with now. You talk about the total depravity of man. I mean, I'm not talking about good people that do some bad things. I'm talking about wicked, wicked, and wicked, perverse people in the high ups of government and leaders of nations. It was devastating to me. I couldn't believe it. But I'll just say this, and this is why we teach on sowing and reaping. And to be honest with you, I didn't actually ever want to teach on sowing and reaping again, because I got so tired of seeing preachers take these scriptures and manipulate them and twist them around. Because when I started doing this in February of 91, the Lord told me, he said, never ever receive an offering. Always teach on sowing and reaping, because then the people link their faith with my purpose and plan of what I want to do for them financially. Because God has a financial plan for your life. The world has a financial plan, but God has a financial plan. And God's financial plan existed way beyond 100, 200, 300 years, or 400, 500 years, whatever the recent plans have been. Which I tell you, the world's plan is not for you to succeed. The world's plan is for you to fail. Can we get headsets for the foreign language group? Can you bring them? I've got a whole group of Russians over here. Folks, try to nod. And you know, I'm not blind. I can see you. I'm talking, and you're not even responding. I mean, what is this? I'm talking to you, and you just sit there looking. This is not a television set. There is no TV here. You're not sitting with the remote. I can see you. People sit in a pew like they're sitting at home on the sofa, pick their nose and play with the remote and what. Folks, come on. I'm talking to you. I'm actually discussing with you, and you just sit there just looking at me with a blank look on your face. My God. I mean, try to help me a little bit tonight. And so I'll just sum it up this way. And if you can look at the earth, you see the world. And, you know, we see nations. And we see, if you come down to nations, you see even in the nations, there are groups of people that are against each other. I mean, you go for Ireland, North and South, and Korea, North and South. And it goes on and on and on. And the divisions and stuff like that. And you can go in there and think that that's the problem. And you think that's the problem, if we can just get those people working together. But you have to pull yourself even further back. Everything in the globe, everything on the planet comes down to one thing. And it's the love of money, which is the root of all evil. And if you follow the money, you follow the problem. If you trace the money, then you trace the wars. You trace the plundering of whole nations. You trace groups of people within nations fighting each other. They don't even know why they're fighting each other, because they have been instigated to do that by the money changers that are doing what they do to distract the people and get them fighting one another so they can take their wealth. And this has been going on for the last 300 years, and I don't have time to get it. I've got all the facts, the proof, whatever. You can believe it or not believe it. It doesn't really matter to me. I know what I'm talking about. I've traveled to 50 nations of the world. I talk to people. I've sat down with presidents. I've talked to them. When you hear what's going on behind the scenes, then you realize this is not just one little situation here. This is a problem, and obviously we know who's behind it, and his name is Lucifer. But somebody said, well, okay, then how are we going to function then, knowing that this thing is this far gone? Okay, well, the good news is there's a window of opportunity to bring about a transformation by the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay, I'll go try this side again. Now, they woke up after I said that. But so there's a window of opportunity open to us for the people of God by the Holy Ghost. Because you've got to remember, even though we're dealing with these forces that have unlimited resources in the natural, and they have unlimited military might in the natural, they don't have the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. They don't have the Word of God that's quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. They don't have the blood of Jesus that not only washes us clean but protects us from all harm and evil. They don't have the mighty Holy Ghost, the third person of the Godhead, indwelling them. And they don't have a host of angels that encamp about us. So, I mean, you just got to grab a hold of it. You have to see things from heaven's point of view. And then you have to see yourself as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Now, somebody said, but, well, if that's the case, then why are you fighting for America? Why are you fighting for America? Because God sent me to America as a missionary. And I've been here now since December of 1987. I've become a citizen. And they should never have made me a citizen. They should have kept me as an alien, because I had to raise my hand to pledge to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, which most Americans have never done that. They raise their hand to pledge allegiance to the flag. They don't even know what the flag represents. You read the Constitution, you start crying. You think, oh, my God, well, what in the world has happened here? And all the politicians talk Constitution, Constitution. They no more believe in the Constitution than a duck is a Delta jet airline pilot. They don't believe it. Why? Why don't they believe it? Because they do everything in their power to nullify it by their actions. In actual fact, if any law is passed in today's world that is contrary to the Constitution, by reason of the Constitution, that law is nullified immediately, because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, period. It is not to be changed or tampered with. Are you listening to me? Now, here's the disconnect in the church. The moment I start talking about this, everybody thinks I'm a politician. Oh, there he goes now talking about politics and whatever. You don't understand that there is no other place like America on the face of God's green earth. This is it. And this is the last stand. This is it. There's no other place. This is it. If America falls to tyranny, it is gone forever. We will go into, and if Jesus tarries, we'll go into hundreds of years of the dark ages like you cannot believe. Now, I know these people looking at me like, you don't believe what I'm telling you, but I've traveled the globe. I've watched this happen. It is being set up even as we speak. Only a great awakening can turn the tide. Only a wind of the Spirit of God can turn the tide and shake whole nations. And the devil thinks he's got this thing wrapped up. I got news for you. He is not going to do it. I don't care what he does. God's people are going to be raised up in this hour. And there's going to be another great awakening. And America is going to be shaken by the fire of the Holy Ghost. From the White House to every house. From sea to shining sea. This country is going to be shaken one more time. One more time. One more time, God's going to shake this land. One more time. One more time. They haven't been getting their own way. If they had their own way, Canada would have been split three ways in 96. And it was stopped. So they're behind on their schedule. And if I have anything to do with it, they're not going to get to where they need to go. Not in my lifetime. Let me tell you right now, over my dead body. Why? Then I would have failed my generation. And the bottom line is this. How am I going to live with myself in eternity? I was put here on the earth to do a specific work. And then what do I walk up to Stephen and go to Stephen and say, you're my hero. You love Jesus more than I did for your generation because you were ready to die for him and I was a chicken. Now, I couldn't even live with myself. I mean, I look at Stephen like a hero. I'll go, Stephen, hey, we loved him equally, but you could never have loved him more than I did. We loved him the same, but you can't love Jesus more than I did. And so everything is to do with money in the world. And Adonikus said it so aptly last night. Let me say, there is no shortage of anything in the earth. There's no shortage of air. There's no shortage of oil. America has enough oil to run the planet for hundreds of years. We got oil reserves in North Dakota that are bigger than the whole of the Middle East put together. Oh, the oil leaking in the ocean. Oil always leaks in the ocean. The ocean is splitting with earthquakes. It always leaks. But the salt neutralizes the chemicals in the oil. The only problem is when oil hits fresh water, then you've got a problem. But other than that, it's always happening. There's no shortage of oil. The earth makes oil. Oh, we're going to run out. We ain't running out nothing. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Summer and winter for all you global warming nut jobs. Summer and winter. Summer and winter. Day and night will not cease as long as the earth remains. I'm going with the word of God. I don't care what anybody else comes along and says. I'm going to go with the word of God. The Christians in the 12th century were so wealthy, they controlled part of the trade route from east to west. And there was a constant conflict between the Christians and the Muslims of that day. But there were people full of the Holy Ghost. There was a group of people that lived in Iraq called the Brethren of the Order of the Holy Ghost. And they moved mountains. And we're coming to a showdown. Elijah and the prophets of Baal. It's going to be pretty epic. Yes, epic. But this is not for the faint-hearted. This is not for the lukewarm. This is not for those that are Sunday morning Christians. This is for people full of the Holy Ghost, full of the fire of God. Can you say amen? Not one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. Not just living in church, trying to get to heaven, hoping to get to heaven. I mean, I'm talking about radical, on fire, born again believers. If they're going to arrest Christians, they come into your house first. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't want to be overlooked the day they come looking for Christians to arrest and throw into. They must know exactly where you live and your name and number. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when they blame you for being a child of God, full of the Holy Ghost, speaking out, yeah, I'm guilty of all of those things to the max. Yeah, you cast out devils. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, now watch this now. So then somebody said, well, how are we going to function then? Well, now you've heard about, everybody's heard about the end time transfer of wealth. Okay, only three, because nobody's responded. Everybody's heard about the end time transfer of wealth. Somebody said, well, that can't happen. Well, what the Bible says, the book of Haggai, yet once more I'll shake the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry land. I'll shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come in. Okay, so God, the nations are being shaken right now. Now, if you are connected to the kingdom of God, then you can't be shaken. But if you're connected to this kingdom, then as they shake, you'll shake. So, I mean, we see the shaking. What's it got to do with me? That's not my kingdom. Jesus, when he walked the earth, confronted the money changers of the day, the bankers. He whipped them. He made whips and he beat the hell out of them. He turned over the money changers. Now, let me tell you why. Let me tell you what they were doing. It didn't matter where you came in from that part of the Middle East. When you came in to go and offer sacrifice, you had to bring your currency, whatever currency you were using, and you had to go to the money changers, and you had to change it to get the temple tax. The temple tax then allowed you to buy the sacrifice. So they knew how to make money off of the people coming to go and worship God. No different than today. Okay, I'll behave myself. Let's go back to then, okay? Okay, now watch this. And so Jesus never went to that system to go get money to pay the taxes. He told Peter, you go and catch the fish and the coin in his mouth. So that tells me that there will be a supernatural provision for the church to function in the hour that is upon us. A supernatural provision. Hallelujah. Supernatural provision. We will function inside of Pharaoh's house, but we'll function with the miraculous. It's like the children of Israel. They when they left Egypt, they stripped the Egyptians of everything they had. Could it be for this glorious end-time church that's without spot or blemish in this hour that God raises them up, that they walk in the anointing and the power of God in such a way that they strip the Egyptians of what they have and men's that right now are running around like a chicken with a head chopped off in fear for what's coming, but God can put an invention in your hands. God can give you a creative idea that will put you on the cutting edge, that puts technology in your hands that suddenly supplies 1 billion people on the planet. It could be the next things. Listen, please, folks, you got to grab a hold of it. That's why you need to be committed and on fire and be committed with your tithe and your giving and worshiping God, but praying in the Holy Ghost and work. God didn't put you here just to survive, just to make ends meet and looking at the television and watching the news. Don't even watch the news and let them tell you what's going on. They don't change anything. God is your supplier. He's your source. He'll make a way where there is no way. He'll furnish a table in the wilderness. He'll make the crooked path straight. Hallelujah. 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 You've got to trust Him. You've got to trust Him. You have to believe Him. You have to believe Him. He is your source. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. He is El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough, the all-sufficient one, the God of plenty. Hallelujah. He can take a little and make it much. He takes the little you have in your hand and He multiplies it. And He takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and He feeds the multitude and there are baskets left over. Oh, hallelujah. God's people in this hour will not walk with the supply coming from the banking institutions of the world, but they'll walk with the heavenly supply. They'll walk in their faith. Their trust is in Almighty God who made heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and the cattle on 1,000 hills is His. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. You might look at what you have in your hand now and say, it's not enough to carry me for the next year. But I'll tell you, what you have in your hand right now, right at this moment, is not only enough to carry you for the next year, but it is enough to take you for the next remainder of your life on the earth. Because what you have in your hand, God can multiply. God can multiply what you have in your hand as you obey Him and you trust Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I can't tell you everything that I know, because some of you wouldn't believe me. But I believe that there will be a way, and there will be a financial way for the body of Christ globally to function in the hour that is ahead. And that's all I can tell you right now. Because if I told you anymore, I'd have to kill you. But no, so I just... No, and it's going to be supernatural. It'll be supernatural. It'll be supernatural. It's got nothing to do with investments. It's got nothing to do with the world system, Wall Street, 401k, all of these things. It's got nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing. This is God's plan for the end time church to function in this hour that's coming. And what's so beautiful about it, that they can't access this. Yeah. The wicked cannot access this. Because the only way you can access it is through faith. Ooh. Oh, hallelujah. The only way you can access this is through faith. And the wicked have no faith. And the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So whenever we have a need, we go to him in prayer and we make a requisition. We pray. We come in that name that's above every name, for his word declares, if you abide in me, my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Some idiot said, you can ask what you will and be done unto you if it's his will. It is his will. That's why he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will. It shall be done unto you. Somebody said, if it be his will, it is his will. They always try to negate what he just said. If you live in me, Jesus said, if you live in me and my words live in you, you can ask what you will, it shall be done for you. Okay, listen. Hallelujah. Let's do the religious end. Amen. And that's great preaching, Pastor. Hallelujah. His word is spirit and it's life. I mean, if your spirit doesn't grab a hold of this, then you need to have a transfusion tonight. My God, get a defibrillator in here. Now, I deal with Christians all the time. It is. That's it. Just bring the embalming fluid. Let the dead bury the dead. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't even waste money on a coffin. You know, religion is a terrible thing. It's like bad breath. You don't know you have it, but everybody else does. Religion is like a terrible case of smelly armpits. You all right there, sister? You okay? Just get all the cobwebs out. Just cough it right out. Just clean the pipes. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.